time like this and to have fellowship with every one of you. It's a great honor to me. It's a privilege. It's one of the things I never take lightly. So I just want to just take something small for myself as I begin to minister and share. I'm just going to share. You've shared so much. I'm with you 100%. But if I can just drink a little bit and go ahead. Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. Say, I'm amazed by your glory, embraced by your mercies, O Lord. I live to worship you, O Lord. I live to worship you. Say, I'm amazed by your glory, embraced by your mercies, O Lord. I live to worship you. Lord, I thank you for that mercy. Thank you for that mercy. Thank you for that mercy. We're embraced by your mercies, O God. May we continually be embraced by your mercies. May we continually rejoice in your mercies. It is because of that mercy that we are not destroyed. It is because of that same mercy that we are not consumed. Thank you for your mercy. Now let me start first by saying, I remember very well, it was in the month of May. And the Lord instructed us and requested us to do something personally as a family. It was just one thing he wanted us to do in our prayers. He said, for the whole month of May, this is how I would like you to pray. And the prayer was just one word. One word. And I'm reminded of that today because of what God said yesterday. It was just one word. And we did exactly as God requested us to do. And he also put a time frame, you know, like do this. Around this time, we did it. And I can tell you, after that, whatever happened in May, the month of May, can never forget it. Month of May 2021, we've never been the same again. But we had to be obedient to the instruction that God gave. Now, I said that to say this. What will take over the COVID headlines? What will ever replace the COVID headlines? After the COVID headlines, what headlines are we going to see? You know, in the world of darkness, and my focus is in Nigeria now, in the world of darkness, peace and stability is a problem. It's not wanted. Because Crisis is money. Because chaos is money. Because war is money. Because trouble is money. And lots of it. Lots of it. What if, and this is a parable, what if all this is an excuse? What if an alternative crisis awaits? The Lord said to me yesterday, man needs to listen to nature. Pay attention to weather, because it's in a time like this that the Lord is going to use weather patterns, weather to communicate more than anything. But we need eyes to see that weather has changed. Even just where we are. He said, man needs to listen to the nature. Listen to nature. History leaves clues. History leaves clues. If we go and look at history, there are clues. Nigeria. Do you remember Abacha? History leaves clues. And it's in a, it's in a, is somebody saying something? Because I'm not looking at my phone. I'm sorry, very far from the phone. Let me know.
No, she was just flashing her mic. She was just flashing her mic. It's okay.
Okay. History leaves clues. It's in a time like this that we need to pay attention to history. And the Lord started talking to me. I love what Elsie said. The Lord bless your heart, woman of God. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11 says, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Very, very important in a time like this. Okay, what happens then if the race is not to the swift? What happens if the battle is not to the strong? What happens if my skills, my strength, and my abilities don't matter? It's a work of mercy. It's a work of grace. Yesterday, the Lord said to me and said to us, from henceforth, let your prayers be filled with mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy in your prayers. Let there be lots of mercy, 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 mercy. He said so yesterday, because the Lord has stepped into the church. Correction is starting in the church. Rebuking is starting in the church. Judgment is starting in the church. But not only that, the Lord said he's going to shake the church to the very foundations. To the very foundations. And we are going to see big trees fall. But these big trees are not going to fall alone. We are going to see big rocks fall, but they are not going to be falling alone. Why? Because there are those when they are supposed to separate themselves or run away, they don't do it. They remain there. Let me move from there. So he said, mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy should be part of your prayer like never before. And I began to ask, I said, Lord, what is the mystery of this mercy? What is this all about? Why mercy? Now, remember what I shared in the beginning. I said in the month of May, we were instructed and requested to pray in a certain manner, but using just one word. So, after that experience I've had before, now I go to the Lord and say, what do you mean? Because you need to understand that the influence of Nigeria is huge, is colossal, especially in Africa. And when it comes to the gospel, that is where everybody's looking. That is where inspiration comes from. He said, I'm gonna shake everything that can be shaken. The very foundations of the church. Now, why do we need to? Because the Lord said some of our prayers are just full of noise. They're not communicating the message. That's what he told me. And I'm sorry I have to say this. He said, but bring in mercy. Bring in mercy. Use mercy. Now, grace and mercy, you know, they differ. Sometimes you can think that they are the same. Grace is that gift we don't deserve. But mercy is us not getting the punishment we deserve. Mercy is us being relieved of the punishment. Mercy is leniency. Mercy is compassion. Mercy is kindness shown towards us. Grace is getting what we don't deserve. But mercy is poured on us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Mercy is poured on us. We are showered with mercy. And that brings relief. That brings escape. That brings deliverance. Now, the Lord took me to the book of Psalm 136. Because that is where we see this mystery of mercy. And this book of Psalms is the only one that stands out like this out of all the books in the Bible, with the way the words are being repeated. Now, remember blind Bartimaeus. He shouted, he cried, Son of David, have mercy on me. He was seeking and asking for mercy for his healing and for a miracle to take place. The mercies of God can do whatever God can do. Mercy is something else. It can do whatever God can do. So the man was crying out, have mercy on me. What was he looking for? Healing. He was looking for a miracle. He said, have mercy on me. Even when they were telling him, oh, be quiet, you are making noise. He continued. The Bible says he screamed even the louder. Go to the book of Lamentations 3. I'm not saying we should go there. I'm just bringing it. When you go to the book of Lamentations 3, verse 22 to 23, it says, if it is not of the Lord's mercies, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because his compassion fail not. Mercy is what keeps a man. Mercy is what will keep us. Mercy is what will sustain us, regardless, in spite of what is going on. Mercy. It is mercy. It is far deeper than that. He says, and though the mercies of God are new every morning, meaning every day you have new mercies for that day. However, you've got to take advantage of the mercy. How do you take advantage of the mercy? You've got to call for the mercies of God to locate you.
You've got to receive the mercies of God, because mercy's got to be received since it's poured. And anything that is poured is got to be received. I'm out of time. That's the gist of it.
Continue.
I'll use only 2 minutes. I'll take only 2 minutes. I love to respect time. Thank you, Jesus.
Mercy, go ahead. Amen.
Mercy is poured because you've got to receive it. It's not just something that, you know, with grace. Grace is a gift that is given that we don't deserve. But mercy is poured on us from the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ that came from the cross. So what am I saying? And what is God saying? Let me just read Psalm 136 verse 1 to 4. I'll go straight to verse 4. And I'll concentrate on verse 4 for now because of time. You know this scripture. You can take it on your own. You can confirm. Look at what verse 4 says. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercies endureth forever. Mercy. It is the mercies of God that does wonders. I'm telling you, child of God, the day you begin to take advantage of this mystery of mercy. He said, I'll show mercy to whom I want to show mercy. Why? Because mercy is a choice. You can give it, you cannot give it. He said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. It's a choice. He chooses whom to show mercy to. Lord, will you show us mercy? Will you have mercy on us? Will you relieve us of this suffering? Will you relieve our children of this suffering? Will you relieve our communities of this suffering? Will you release the youth of this suffering? We call on him. We invite him. Each time the mercies of God show up, wonders will be done. Anytime the mercies of God show up, wonders. He says, to him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercies endureth forever. It is through the mercies of God that wonders. Now, can we see some of these wonders? Let's go to verse 5 to 9. It says, to him that by wisdom made the heavens. Can you see? Mercy made all these things. For his mercies endureth forever, everlasting. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercies endureth forever. It's mercy. We see Psalm 136. You see the work of mercy. We see the fruits of mercy. We see what mercy can produce. The wonders of creation were produced by God's mercies. Everything. He said the sun to rule by day. It was mercy that made the sun to rule by day, the moon and the stars to rule by night. It was mercy. So we are talking of creation here. When the mercies of God show up, there will be creative miracles. Even where you live, it doesn't matter where you are. When the mercies of God show up, there will be creative miracles, because we understand that the wonders of creation came as a result of mercy. I'm almost there. When you now go further down, you go to verse 10 to 20. And this is where we should really pay attention to, especially when it comes to what we are going through as a nation. It says, to him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercies endure forever. So the mercies of God dealt with the enemy. He says, and brought out Israel from among them. The mercies of God brought out Israel from among them. The mercies of God will bring out Nigeria out of whatever Nigeria is going through. He says, with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercies and the mercies of God will do it. He says, to him which divided the Red Sea into parts. He's telling us what mercy can do. So when you obtain mercy, God can do anything to your enemies. When you obtain mercy, he says, come and obtain mercy. Mercy is obtained, received, taken advantage of. He says, when you obtain mercy, God can do anything to your enemies. For things to be well with you. We want things to be well. Can we try mercy? Can we employ mercy? Let's employ mercy. constantly asking for mercy. So meaning our prayers should be filled with cries for mercy. We receive that mercy. Let your mercy locate our community, whatever the state is. That persecution, the attacks, that you are passing through as a nation, as an individual, as a family. Ask for the mercies of God. When one finds mercy in God's eyes, God will destroy his enemies. When one finds mercy in God's eyes, God takes care of the enemies. God takes care of their enemies. We see this happen here. We see it in Psalm 136. And all the attributes are given to mercy. So what is God saying to us at this time? He's telling us, employ mercy. It's a call. Employ mercy. Take advantage of mercy. Use mercy. Speak mercy. Cry for mercy. Ask for mercy. Receive mercies. Let the mercies of God locate you wherever you are. I remember somebody was very sick. And this is the last thing I'm saying. Somebody was very sick. And they said the condition was so bad that they had concluded that it's over. And we got a message that this is the state of so-and-so. I was wondering, how do we pray now in a case like this? Because I don't just pray. All my prayers, I'm led by the Holy Spirit. I don't just pray. I would like to find out what God will have me say at that time. So as I inquired of the Lord, immediately God said, ask for mercy. And we begin to cry for mercy. We spoke mercy. We cried for mercy. Pleaded mercy. It was not long. We were completely delivered free. Today they have a testimony. What saved them? What delivered them? What relieved them? The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. It's not the abilities. It's not the skills. It's not our strength. It's a work of mercy. It will always be a work of mercy. Okay, why the shaking? Why are these trees gonna fall? Why are these big rocks gonna fall? Why is God going to take those who are at the back to the front? And those who are at the front to the back? Because of time. He has accelerated time. He has accelerated time. Time has been accelerated for a purpose and a reason. And we will see all these young ones, young ministers, young ones, the youth, two places. And this is where it's interesting. Two arenas, that is the political arena and the church arena, these things shall take place. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. I yield.
Amen.